Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 24th of October, Anno Domini 2015, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes, don't get the blues, here comes the news. And I would love it if somebody would tell me, we don't know yet.
All right, hang on just a second.
Hold on, we're still in the process of setting up, sadly. Life takes longer than it used to. We're going to
jumping in like we do. Folks, yeah. You'd have to see it here, folks. Because basically what it is we get about 2 minutes to where the polka guys are leaving. We're shuffling in here. We're trying to set up all the cameras. I'm trying to work the board, get that all set. And it's very entertaining if anybody was sitting outside the door watching this all happen and, you know, try to not sound like we're rushing around and just, yes, here we are. Just relax. We just don't walk into the studio like we did back in the day, you know, and the other places.
Thank you.
Just, you know, walk in, sit down, start doing the show, up and out. Technology has changed so much.
Exactly.
And, you know, trying to set up the cameras and everything else so, you know, you folks can see what's going on here in the studio. What? We've got like three different ways?
Yeah, there's the YouTube setup, which Steve is in the process of starting. That'll start in just a moment. I'm currently on Periscope. I would like somebody, once we actually get a phone call going, and we do have somebody on hold already, once we actually get a phone call going, if somebody would let me know if they can hear that over the Periscope, or I have to do yet again something else to make this work. I don't know if we're, I can't tell at this point if we're hearing ambient noise or if it's coming through the thing there. So,
a processor.
It sounds to me like it's coming through the thing, but we won't know until we talk to somebody on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two main ways. Of course, you can join in the fun at soundbites.org textually. And of course, you can listen to us on the stream at jazz901.org as well as on the radio. So we try to bring you to come to you as many ways as possible. And that said, let me remind you that we have a yet one more amazing opportunity this week for you to become a member of the Jazz 90.1 family. We are in the hopefully last week of our pledge drive. We hope to end it next Friday. So theoretically, you will not hear us pledging again next week. But really, whether or not that happens is entirely up to you. We need you to make the call and make the pledge. We say this twice a year, really. There's only two times a year we come to you for a couple of weeks each in order to bring you everything that this station does. It's $50,000 a hit, which hasn't changed in a decade, which is amazing. And our hope is that you will be as generous to this station has been to you. For those of you who only listen to Soundbites on this station, you're really missing an amazing thing. I mean, an amazing thing. This is one of the very few, you could count them on the fingers of two hands and leave off the thumbs, one of the very few jazz stations left in the whole world. And we're bringing you jazz 5 days a week, 24 hours a day. And then on the weekends, we do some specialty shows like Soundbites, like Polka, like a couple of others. But the reality is all of that has to be paid for somehow. And we, of course, we don't get any federal money or state money or local money or anybody's money except yours. When we say member supported, we ain't kidding. This is it. And there are a number of people out there who have generously donated to keep this station alive, but they aren't doing it alone. They're not going to make it happen alone. We're still, I think, about $20,000 away from our goal. Yeah.
Yeah, we're still 20 grand away. And, you know, the only reason we're here is because of you folks. Right. I mean, we've been here now, what, 7 years?
Yep.
7 years, and, you know, we've been able to carry on what Rob had the belief in, is that, you know, we could do a show. We are the only talk show on this whole station. So, you know, out of the 7 days, this two-hour time frame is the only show that you'll hear where you just talk.
Yep.
And we've been doing this for 27 years, folks.
Yep.
Taking people's computer questions, and it's not one of those shows. Well, tell you what, let us get back to you on that, because between the three of us, we've got enough knowledge. We've probably forgotten more than we remember, and we can usually answer the questions right there live. Unlike some of the others who will say, well, we'll call you back, and they have a team of researchers scope out the whole, you know, process and then make it sound like it's, oh, real live radio and everything else, and, oh, so exciting because they had the answers. Well, yeah, they had a whole team there looking at it.
Right.
Well, we do it here. We do it live. We don't screen the questions. Matter of fact, the most I do is sit there and ask you for your name and where you're calling from. And please speak up, because, yes, I have to talk softly. Because there's two other guys here right. trying to carry on a radio show. Right. It's a very small studio, and I can't be screaming. And I need you folks just to speak up. You don't have to talk low, because it won't go out over the airs, but, you know, just do it. And we're there, and we're answering your questions and saving you tons of money over the years. Hold go on. Ahead. Yeah.
Go to your no, the other way.
I got right, to the camera.
Just the tiniest little bit.
It's going through his mic.
No, this is his Hannibal Lecter impression.
What are you two doing over there?
Never mind. I'm sorry.
See, here's the thing, folks. I couldn't help myself. All the cameras and controls over on that side.
I couldn't help myself.
And, you know, I just sit there and hope.
How do you bring it up on your computer?
Yeah, right. I've got four screens and enough stuff to do here. Yeah,
exactly.
Answering the phones and doing everything else. You want to add that to it, too?
Yeah, but to get back to this, we need your help. This is an entirely volunteer station. There are like two people who are actually paid to be part of this, to keep the lights on and the phones answered and stuff like that. Everybody else is a volunteer, including us.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys knew that we don't get paid.
I keep hoping between this gig that I do. And the Thursday
and the
night?
Thursday night gig. It's like, you're not being paid twice.
Yes!
Yeah. But we need your help. And the easiest way to do it is to make a pledge. You can give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free if you're outside the calling area. And by the way, those of you who are listening outside the calling area on the live data stream over the internet, that ain't cheap. That is not inexpensive. You need to make that call. And those of you listening via the podcast later in the week, I would love to have you call, too. That storage is not free anymore. 1-800-790-0415. And for those of you who don't like to talk to humans, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And that's one other thing we got to do. You know, I mean, as you've said, we've got a lot of folks all over the world that grab our podcast throughout the week.
Yep.
And you folks are sitting there, and sure, you're getting something that we put up there, and it's old, you know, maybe a week old. But you know what? You're still siphoning off of that. And if you're not paying,
yep,
you know, and donating at least twice a year for the entertainment and the information that we're giving you off those podcasts.
Well, and these people know this. They know that things cost money.
Yeah.
And if if things cannot be afforded, then there will have to be changes made.
And in 7 years, he hasn't changed it. I mean, you think about your gas and electric,
right?
The price of, you know, everything else keeps going up, up, and up. Rob has maintained, as long as we've been here for the past 7 years, $50,000. That's pretty good at management, if you can ask me, you know, for the product that he delivers and the extras. You know, I mean, there's so many other things throughout the year. I mean, the Jazz Fest, take that. He gives away club passes.
Yeah.
And I believe, what, they're over $100. I don't know the exact price, but he gives away club passes.
Yep.
For folks, you know, and concert tickets.
Yep.
Throughout there. And these are select shows. I mean, you know, they're not some rinky-dink thing. They're over in Nathaniel Hall and that, in Kilbourne Hall, and they're topped out. They're like, Steve Martin was one time, he gave away a couple pairs, you know, a few pairs of tickets to that.
Yep.
And that was a sold-out concert, but yet he's still doing it.
And we hear all the time people who love the show and people who say, oh, I listen every week. You need to step up. You need to step up.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to stay on this station, but the realities are that if we can't bring in the money, then changes have to be made. That's simply a reality, people. That's, you know, there's, you don't yell at anybody for that. It's just the way the world works. And we'd love to prove that you people love this show as much as you say you do. And there's another way you can become a member, by the way, before we go on break. You can become a Jazz-O-Matic member. Now, this is where it's cool, because a lot of people say, well, I can't really afford a lot of money. I'm embarrassed to call up. Maybe you can't afford a lot of money in one lump, but maybe you can afford a lot of money over time. So let's say you decided to pledge $10 or more a month. You could be a Jazz-O-Matic member. You just simply call us up and say, I want to be a Jazz-O-Matic member. We set it up. You say how many months it is, and you get to be a member at that level. And once a month, we take that amount out of your checking account automatically. You don't have to do anything.
Yep.
We send you an email reminder that we did that.
Mm-hmm.
You can cancel at any time.
Yes, there is no long-term commitment.
Right, but you can say, I'd like to be a Jazz-O-Matic member at $10 for 6 months or eight months or a year or whatever you want
there
it to
be. There is no wrong amount.
There is no wrong amount. Well, there's $10 is the minimum for Jazz-O-Matic.
Right, but no, I mean, as far as donating,
we've got people who donated $2.
Yeah.
And we're happy. We're delighted. We'd rather have somebody step up for $2 than not step up at all. And I know that these are perilous times for everybody, and I get that. But we're not asking for a lot of money, and we're bringing you the show every week, every single week.
Well, I had somebody call Thursday night, and they said, you know what? I think I can afford $25 right now. That's about the best I can do. You know, I says, you know what? I says, can I mention your name on that you donated? We're not mentioning an amount.
Right.
He goes, yeah, but I'm only giving $25. I says, no, you're giving.
That's right.
There is no wrong amount. He goes, seriously? I go, yes. And I mentioned his name over the year. Because every dollar gets us that much closer to our goal.
Yep.
And right now, as I was looking at the board, we're $20,753 short. We started out of the gate like gangbusters. But all of a sudden, it's like, it's slowing down.
We're $20,000 short. Mm-hmm. That's the bad news.
Right.
The good news is that in the first week, we made $30,000.
Yeah.
So we can make it by the end of this pledge drive.
Yeah.
But that requires you to step up. It really does.
And it would be nice to beat the polka guys. They did good this week.
They did great this
week. They did good. And
we could beat them, but I don't know.
Yeah, nobody. The phones are lighting up.
Yeah, they're not. Nobody's calling. No. So I guess not. So at any rate, we want to thank those of you who did pledge last week. We'd love to have somebody to thank for this week.
Should mention the numbers again.
We probably should. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free 1-800-790-0415. Going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've had Ed from Ithaca sitting on the phone very patiently, and we will get to him right away when we get back. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is probably 19 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Soundbites. Perfect time to call in while we're doing this. See you in just a couple of minutes. Ah!
online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. Before we get to the phones, I want to thank Bob from Rush for his generous donation. We appreciate that very much. And now is the time for those of you watching us on Periscope to let me know whether or not you're hearing Ed from Ithaca, New York. Welcome, Ed. What's up?
Hi. First, I want to say that I'm a podcast listener and proud to be a member.
That's what I like to hear.
I have been for years because of you. I don't listen. I'm out of your air listening area, but your show is very valuable.
Thank you.
I always donate by check so you don't have the credit card charges.
You're the best.
And by the way, do you know that your website is not working?
It's back up today. We are in the process of moving it, and I've just been... Life just reached up and
gets in the way a little bit.
Yeah. And we've been in the process of moving it to a better server for about a month now. And hopefully I will get
it done.
Maybe
when you retire, you might have some time.
Yeah, hopefully I will get it done this weekend. And once it does, it should be in much better shape. We just it's all on me. It's entirely all on me.
And last week's podcast didn't make it up yet because it's been down.
Because the server was down, yeah.
Yeah. No, okay, well, I'm glad that you're aware of that and working on it. Thanks.
Yeah, for those of you who are listening at soundbites.org, but it's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, we are having issues with that server. We're moving to a new one. We just aren't there yet, and it's my fault entirely. We'll get there hopefully this weekend.
Okay, great.
Okay, what's your question?
Two questions. First, I've been getting an email occasionally from people who I know, but it's from Brewster.com, asking to confirm that they have the latest contact information. And I don't know if that's legit or not.
Probably not. I don't know what... Well, hold on. Brewster.com. Hello. You all right there, son?
I don't know where that one came from.
Brewster.com. I need to be able to spell. I've got this thing
on my
keyboard.
It looks like a company that you put all your different email addresses in, and it tries to figure out which address you're using and let all your people follow you to new addresses.
Oh, yeah. So if you didn't sign up for it, it's somebody else
right,
who signed up for it. So it's up to you. You can. You don't have to. It's your thing.
Okay. Well, they're asking me to confirm so that the other people have my accurate contact information.
Right, and that's generally the reason for that is because they don't want those other people spamming. So if you don't say yes, then at some point they're just going to take you away.
I see, okay.
Unless it is a spam company that is collecting valid email addresses that they know you read.
Right, the other thing to do is if you know who it's coming from, the person who said that it was them, then you just you can write directly to them and say, are you on Brewster and should I say yes?
Okay.
That's probably your best bet.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks. The second thing is that my function key doesn't work on my laptop. And I don't, it's easy to work around that, but I don't know if that's a significant problem or not.
None of your F keys work?
The F key in the lower left that allows you to do the function.
Oh, yeah. The FN key.
FN, right.
Sometimes that can be turned on and off in the BIOS. If you don't like using that key at all, you can turn it off so you don't accidentally turn it on.
Right.
I have not done that.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you then.
No, but some other software update might have done it.
So what you want to do is at least go look in the BIOS and see if that function key has been turned off. And if it has, you can turn it back on again. And if it is not, then it might just be, I don't know, how old is your laptop?
Probably 4 years.
Yeah, it could just be, you may have gotten something under it.
Uh-huh.
Right, like a popcorn.
Yeah, I took the key itself off. I don't see anything.
So, you did what now?
I took the key itself off. So instead of pushing down on the key, there's this little white soft thing that comes up that you
And it
down.
Still doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I don't, yeah. That sounds like the key itself has gone, either been turned off or has gone bad.
Ah.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Well, thanks for your help, and keep it up.
Yep, and thanks for being a member. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's sort of part of the push to put fewer and fewer keys on the keyboard so that, you know, you have a function key that replaces the, say, brightness up and brightness down with an F1 and F2, because hardly anyone knows what F1, F2, F3 do anymore, because they don't, most programs don't use that anymore. But for those of us that do, you know, we like to have that. Now, I know on the Mac, you can swap between function on, function off, and so you push F1 and your brightness comes up, or you can have it set, you push F1 and it does an F1 in whatever program might activate that.
Right.
So he might want to look at his keyboard control panel to see if there's something set in there, too.
Right. All right, we want to thank Andy from Rochester for his generous donation. Thanks to both Bob and Andy, who have stepped up to become the latest members of the Soundbites family. We welcome you, and we thank you very much for your donations. I still haven't anybody on the Periscope tell me whether or not they're hearing the callers through the thing there. And, of course, you get to Periscope by starting out at Twitter. My handle is at Nick Francesco, all one word. And my latest post will lead you to the Periscope thing, and you can let me know whether or not this is actually working, or I should just turn it off and give it up. Our next caller is Judy from Webster, New York. Hi, Judy. What's up?
Hi. I called. First of all, I am already a member. So,
I love to hear
I
that.
I wanted to let you know. I called a few weeks ago, and with a problem that I was having with my monitor.
Yeah.
Where it kept saying that. Either it was out of range or the VGA wasn't set right, and you asked me what the third number was. Anyway, you suggested that I go into face mode and do a couple things. Well, I did all that, and nothing changed. I put a new monitor on it, and nothing changed. It did the same thing. So I brought it into place for service.
Yeah.
And he said it was a driver.
Okay, and
anyway, I chose at that point, I either could have had them work on it for X amount of dollars per hour, or I could have had them download Windows 10, which may also take care of the problem, and it would be cheaper. So I said, well, download Windows 10 first, let's see what that does. And because Windows 10 had all of the most up-to-date drivers and things that took care of the problem.
Excellent.
So I just wanted you to know that.
I appreciate that. That's excellent. That's great to know. Yeah, Windows 10, well, yes, if it's a driver's problem, then certainly Windows 10 is going to handle it with no worries, and I'm glad that worked out for you.
And so far, I do like Windows 10, only I just had something happen, and it's a simple thing. I put in a flash drive into the CPU.
Yep.
And when I had Windows 7, it would come up, you know, and it'd say, do you want to open or whatever? But this doesn't do anything, and I don't know where the flash drive is.
Generally...
Can you tell me where to find it?
Yeah, generally you can find it by opening pretty much any window and looking at the list on the left. And you may have to scroll that list. It may be at the bottom out of sight. But you should be able to see that drive there. Off the top of my head, I don't...
Under my computer. Under my computer, it should show it up as a drive letter. If she's got something plugged into it, it will show up as a drive letter.
Right. Sadly, though, in some cases, it doesn't have... Depending on how Windows was set up beforehand,
right.
It doesn't have my computer on the desktop. You have to click start.
Right.
And then
my computer,
and then you can right click on.
Because otherwise, the USB devices themselves per se don't show up, say under my computer, until you actually plug it in, and then it's assigned a drive letter, and that's what you need to know if you were going to, say, copy files from that USB drive to some, whether it's going from your hard drive to the USB or the USB to your hard drive. You'd know what drive letter to reference.
Yep, yep, yep.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I don't even find my computer on there. And when I hit the start menu, there's all these pictures, and down below that or to the left of it, there's a little list.
One of those pictures will say desktop, and that should get you to my computer also.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Not always.
No.
No. No.
Look, in Windows...
I ran into this the other day. Just hit the Windows key and start typing my computer, and it will find it for you.
Oh, okay.
So that was a big trick I found. It searches, and you don't have to find the search window. Just hit the Windows key, start typing what you're looking for, and it will try to find it for you. So that may work. So type my computer, and it should find that for you.
Okay, I just felt kind of dumb.
Hold on. It's not called my computer under Windows 10 anymore. It's been changed, I believe, to this PC.
To what?
This PC. THIS.
Oh, this PC.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you'll never find my computer. It isn't called that anymore. Look for this PC.
Can you still right-click on any blank space on the desktop? And usually down the bottom it says personalize. And on personalize, it'll let you change the background, and it will also let you select the desktop icons that you want on there, whether it's my PC, your photos, the trash can, whatever. It'll allow you to place those on the desktop.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
Try that, too.
That's another nice piece of information.
All right, give that a shot.
Okay, thank you very much.
See what you're getting for your membership dollar?
I know, but I love this station.
That's what I love to hear. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you can do that under personalize. It's just as Dave said, the under personalize, you can under themes. What you do is you right-click anywhere on the desk and the
a blank
empty
spot.
Space on the desktop. And from the drop-down menu, you select personalize. Then themes on the left, and then on the right in themes, you will see under classic settings, go to desktop icon settings, and you can pick computer, users, files, network, recycle bin, or control panel, and you can put whichever one of those you want on the desktop. And again, it's called this PC, not my computer anymore.
I was using
it. Had to change it somehow, you know. Right. I mean, even though it's the same thing.
Right. So yeah, it's not difficult to set. It's not difficult to do.
Yeah.
As with so much under Windows 10, it's just you got to have the secret. All right, so folks, this is we're still in the middle of a pledge drive. This hopefully will be the last week, but the only way that's going to happen is if you people. Well, please make the call, make the pledge, 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415, and we'd love it if you'd become a member, and if you're not a member, please go to soundbites.org, and in the forums, if you go down, if you scroll down on the right side, you'll see the forums, and under forums... In the poll, you can say why you're not a member. We'd like to know that, too. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you, 38 minutes after the hour. It's Soundbites on the truly great and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 43 minutes after the hour, we are sound bites. I would like to thank our friend Al for his generous donation to the station. We thank you very much. And, in fact, we like him so much that we're going to talk to him right now on the phone. Hi, Al. Thanks again.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Peachy, how are you?
Good. Hey, a follow-up on one of my favorite topics, and that's security.
Oh, yeah.
You guys put me on to LastPass a year or so ago, and I've used it to great effect. It's been wonderful.
Good.
I'm not sure if you've mentioned in previous shows, but LastPass is getting bought out by another company called LogMeIn.
Yeah, and we're all pretty unhappy about that.
Yes, there's been quite a firestorm on the internet. I would have mentioned also to people who have similar concerns, the Security Now broadcast from the 10th, Steve Gibson, I think, summed it up pretty well, saying basically that for now he's sticking with it. It's the best thing out there, and he has faith in the original designers and owners of the program.
Right.
But he is going to keep a careful eye on it. So for anyone who had worries and sleeping at night, as long as they keep tuned into Security Now website, they'll be kept abreast of if there's going to be a problem or not.
Yeah, the Security Now podcast is an awfully cool thing. It's a very good podcast, to almost as good as ours.
Almost, and only, but good in their own particular area.
Yes, exactly. Steve Gibson is kind of an amazing guy. You can find the episode archive at grc.com/securitynow.htm, and that will bring you to the Security Now podcast. And this is possibly one of the geekiest pictures I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
But
you're
yeah,
just jealous.
They have their own Twit Army that does the same sort of thing that ours used to do with the photos.
Yeah, exactly. And so we have. It's a really pretty cool thing. It's an audio security thing that Steve Gibson and Leo Laporte do every week. Sometimes it gets deeply geeky, and I mean deeply geeky, but most weeks it's very followable by anybody who's even vaguely interested in security.
And a lot of their old stuff, too. They've done a lot of how the internet works, how a computer works, you know, building, you know, from an AND gate and creating a computer out of it.
Yep.
You know, how TCP works. They talk about the flaws that are found in the different protocols. So they joke about put your propeller helmet on, because this is the technical geekiest show that network does.
Yep.
But the nice thing is after an intense technical discussion, they'll still tie it back down to the real world and say, and here's how it affects the common man or at least the rest of the population.
Right, exactly.
So again, but if anyone's listening, the episode from the 13th of October
is the
covers
one.
It in spades, and they even interview the, I think it's Joel Sechrest, who's one of the founders.
Right.
And
right,
run
right.
him over the coals in a friendly fashion.
Right, 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 right. Well, excellent. Thanks,
okay.
Al.
You take care, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, and thank you for becoming a member. And, you know, you can become a member. It's awfully easy to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. If you don't want to talk to a human, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And by the way, those of you who are listening to our podcast, go, when you get home from your run or your whatever you're doing while you're listening, or if you're just listening on the computer while you're sitting there, please, please make that pledge at jazz901.org. Just say at the bottom it's for sound bites. We need to make another $20,000. It's that simple. We need to make it if we want to make sure we stay on the air. We don't have, you know, you listen to other stations that do pledge drives, and they have safety nets. They have people who will give them $100,000. They will have people who have endowed the station with money. We don't have that. We don't have that. We'd love that. We'd love that.
Yeah, really.
But we don't have any of that. If we don't make our goal, something's got to give.
Mm-hmm.
It's that easy. It's just the same thing as you. You have to sit there and look at your budget every month and decide what stays and what goes. And the same thing will happen to the station if you don't make the pledge. I know we say that every time and we still come back every time, but that's because we've made our goal every time. We're $20,000 short. And if you don't step up to the plate and this show doesn't come back, you have only yourself to blame. Back to the phones. Our next caller is Tim from Webster, New York. Hiya, Tim. I'm sure Tim's a member.
Yeah, I am a member. I renewed last weekend, yep. And thank you so much for being around. I absolutely love this station.
Thank you. That's what I love to hear.
So my question for today is one I've been wanting to know about for a long time in my never-ending, endless paranoia about using, I'm a WordPress user, and using the various themes that you can buy for WordPress as well as the plugins that you can get. What I've always wondered is, can the makers of any of these themes or the plugins use them in such a way that you buy the theme or you use the free plugin and it's doing something that you wouldn't want it to, such as my big concern is like stealing your traffic or anything at all like that? And I'll take your answer offline, and thanks so much.
Sure, my pleasure. Yep. Tim, hi, how are you? What Tim is talking about is there's a thing called WordPress, and in fact, Soundbites uses it. The Soundbites website is a WordPress website, and you can add themes. We're using a particular theme ourselves. Our theme is called the ClearLine theme. I picked a fairly simple one because I thought that would be easiest. We didn't want to get fancy. And the plugins are things like the poll. And the forums and all kinds of who's online, stats and blah, 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 blah. So those are the add-ons that you can add to WordPress to make it more interesting, to give it more features. And what Tim is asking is, WordPress, of course, is made by one company, but the themes and the plugins are all made by thousands of other companies, so could some of them be malicious? And the answer is absolutely they could. In many cases, they're caught immediately.
And that's the good thing, that so many people are using this software, that right. If something is malicious, it's caught nearly immediately.
Right. There are groups that you can belong to. There is a WordPress users group for Rochester on Facebook. And you can join any one of these groups. And they're not just on Facebook. They have a real meeting every month. You can go to those meetings and talk to people. There are places online, hundreds of places online to talk about the latest themes. There's always somebody who's willing to tear them apart and see what they do. There was one that stole people's PayPal. You know, if you did a PayPal, somebody did a PayPal donate, it would take the money or it would take a percentage of the money. There was another one that took a percentage of the money, and those were outed almost immediately. You know, very few people actually ended up installing them because the word got around very quickly, and all the legitimate places that you download themes and plugins from took it down. So again, as long as you stick with the more well-known places like WordPress itself, you'll find that those things are pretty good. And if you're still paranoid, and why wouldn't you be, if you know PHP at all, you can look through the source code of the themes and plugins and make your own decisions based on those. But in general, and obviously not entirely, but in general, most of the themes and plugins are fairly safe. The issue I have with all of that, WordPress itself, and in particular the themes and plugins, is that many of them are written by amateurs who do a lovely job of it but don't take security very seriously. We're constantly seeing updates to themes and to plugins because there have been vulnerabilities found in them. And so you need to stay on top of your updates. Now, when I've got four updates waiting, they're all translations, which are not programs that run, so they're not security issues as such. So I'm not horribly worried about it one way or the other. I will get to them after I move the thing over.
And that's sort of one of the side jokes of WordPress is every time you log into your dashboard, there's at least an update.
At the very least, if not several.
Yeah.
And that's because people have so many different things that are all updated by different people. But in general, to get back to Tim's actual question, in general, the themes and plugins are fairly safe. that hedging and hesitation, the weasel words I'm using, are because, you know, they are updating them all the time, and any one update can cause a security issue.
Yeah, I mean, it's a given.
Right.
Don't be the first one to use a new plugin.
Right. A plugin that's been downloaded 50 or 70,000 times.
Yeah, it's usually
probably
pretty safe.
Yeah. So that's
but
that's
when it sits there and says, you know, 15, you know, 20, I'll wait a little bit.
Yeah. Don't be the first. But Tim, I hope that answers your question. Most plugins, particularly the ones that are very popular, are very safe. Many of the ones that you pay for, again, from the more legitimate sites. And the longer you're watching the various forums, and the longer you're part of the Rochester WordPress users group and things like that, you're going to know which ones are more legitimate than others. And the people at the users group are wonderful people. I know many of them personally, and they are more than happy to chit-chat and answer questions. Again, not all of them are programmers, so they may not know the answer either, but those that do, they'll happily share their knowledge with you. They're very good people.
And that's one of the reasons WordPress is so popular, is you don't have to be a programmer to do it.
Right. That's basically the whole idea. My daughter finally wants to use her website for professional reasons, and I'm going to put WordPress on it because, again, she doesn't have to be a programmer. All the websites that I use, I write them, but that's me.
Hand code.
I hand code them.
Not assembler.
Hardcore.
Though.
Yeah, not assembler.
Yeah, don't
right,
use assembler. That's Steve Gibson, does everything in hand coded assembler.
Yeah, that's because he's an alien. I believe he's not actually human.
That's probably all they had back then when he started.
True.
It's about right, too.
I had to learn VAX assembler, and we learned Apple II assembler in the early days.
Oh, yeah.
That's all. If you wanted to write a program, you had to write a program to write the program in.
Yep. We had my old boss at the computer center programmed and hand-coded assembler when the day he found out about what was called the monitor in the Apple II.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to dance, which would have been a sad and ugly sight. No,
wouldn't have been. He's a good man. Good man. But I thought he was going to dance. He started doing all kinds of stuff
in assembler. Listen, I want to thank Steve. Steve from Rochester for his generous donation to the station. Steve is our latest member, and I appreciate it. We all appreciate it. He pledged online. Steve doesn't talk to humans. And he pledged online, which you can do as well at jazz901.org. Of course, you can also call us, and we will take your pledge on the air, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Again, you can become a Jazzomatic member if you're willing to spend at least $10 a month. That's the minimum to be a Jazzomatic member. When you call up, tell us you want to be a Jazzomatic member, and we will happily make you one. The idea behind there is you pledge an amount, the same amount, every month for X number of months, and you decide what X is. 3, 6, 9, 12, pick a number. And monthly we will draw that amount out of your account with, of course, you're okay. And then we'll send you a little email that says we did that every month. And of course you can set that for as long as you like, but if your circumstances change, you can cancel at any time. It's that would be fine. And of course, becoming a Jazzomatic member means it's set it and forget it. And all you have to do, is make the call and tell us that, and we will deal with it here as to how that works. Jazzomatic members are essentially what are also called sustaining members. And that's the kind of thing we would love to see much more of here at the station, because that's the sort of thing that lets them plan what to do next.
Yeah, you know, exactly, because all this equipment, I mean, this board, you folks have heard the guys kid around, and I'm literally dealing with this board, and it's three different computers. Three different computers, four screens, three keyboards, and three mice.
Yep.
Now, all that costs money, along with the board and the CD players. I mean, this is just part of the equipment.
And the CD stuff players are not the highest end devices we
and they're used, you know, 7 days a week, along with these computers and everything else. And like anything else, they break down. But yet, you know, we got backups and that type of stuff. But you know, this equipment costs money.
And we have a vast library of amazing music on vinyl. So we still have two turntables.
Yeah,
that actually get used all the time. All of this stuff does cost money. Now, we don't use any of it except the board and all of that for sound bites. But you've seen us have occasional issues with the phone system. And the fact is, this system was never designed for a talk show. Rob was kind enough to put us on the air, but if somebody wanted to donate $30,000 or $40,000 to the cause, we'd replace this phone system in a hot New York minute. Trust me on that. And in the meantime, while you're reaching for your wallet and reaching for the phone or your computer, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 59 minutes after the hour. And you are listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. And is only on the truly great, but solely member-supported, Jazz 90.1. See you on the other side.
Computer talk you can understand. More sound bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites, hurling headlong into the second hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. We have discovered that I do not have the right cable yet. When you're at Goldcrest today.
I see if they have one. Yeah. I almost think it's a it's a setting in the app. You have to tell it which microphone to use.
Maybe I'll look again before we.
But there isn't those settings.
There are those settings.
I don't want to use the ambient mic. I want to use the line-in.
Right. And at any rate, we're talking about the Periscope thing, which isn't working at the moment, although the YouTube channel is. We are in the second week of our pledge drive, our fall pledge drive. I know that many of you don't want to hear this, and I don't really care. Here's why. We love to bring this show to you every week, but it's simply not free. It costs this station money. It doesn't cost them for us. We're volunteers. But they got to keep the lights on. They got to keep the heat on, particularly as we go into the winter months. They've got to keep the board running. They've got to keep the transmitter up. None of that is free, and none of that is paid for by anybody else except you. You are the ones who keep this station running. If it's not for you, it's not happening. The internet connection, you know what that costs every month. Ours is significantly higher because we have to have a higher end connection. There's the computer and the software that runs our live stream. That's not free, those of you who listen to that. All of this stuff is the only way that this works is if you make the call and make the pledge. I'd like to thank Francis and Edward for their generous donations. We're honored that you have stepped up and become the latest members of the Jazz 90.1, and particularly the Soundbites family. We thank you very much. As we said in the first hour, if you don't donate,
it ain't happening.
This doesn't happen. Yeah. And if it doesn't happen, you got nobody to blame but yourselves. If we are not here some week, it's because we just didn't raise the money to be here anymore. Yeah. That's, you know, everybody, say that, but they'll be back. No, we won't. And I'll be honest with you, there are days when I think, you know what? I could sleep late on a Saturday.
You know, that's what folks don't realize. I mean, here's the three of us, and you two guys have families and that, and we're taking out hunk of time in the middle of the day. I mean, your wife, lovely wife, Nick, is at market.
She's at market.
Busy working.
Where you should be, right?
Where I should helping be. Out. I've heard that.
And Steve's got, you know, that's, a wife and kids at home, you know, and helping
out. I should be
out at work. And doing
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Exactly.
You, Jackie.
You know, I mean, we're taking out a big hunk of our day. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'm usually leaving the house by, you know, 11 o'clock at the latest to get here.
Yep.
We're here for 2 hours, and by the time we get home and, you know, get situated in that, it's 3 o'clock.
Yep.
So there's, you know, 4 hours out of a Saturday. 4 hours of prime time. I could be doing other things, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But we're here. We volunteer our time. So it's 12 hours out of three people's lives that, you know, we take the time because we know you folks care about this station.
And we love doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we think you folks care about this station.
We have fun doing this. That's why we've been doing it. Oh, going into 27 years?
Yep.
That should tell you folks something. And, you know, we always hear these other folks say, you know, great show, you know, I gained so much information from you guys, don't know what I'd do without you. Right. Well, you know what? This could happen that we might not be here.
That's exactly right. And nobody wants to believe that until it doesn't happen.
Exactly.
And you know, but I'm sorry, it's the way it is. And
that's the name of the game.
We can't do this without you. And one of the things we've been talking about this week is the Jazz-O-Matic membership. If you pledge at a minimum of $10 or more per month, you pledge for as long as you like. You could say, well, I want to pledge $10 a month for 6 months or 8 months or a year or 2 years or whatever number you like. And we will then automatically deduct that every month from your credit card and send you a reminder that we did that. And at the end of that time, we will stop. And in addition, because we know life is uncertain, you can call us at any time to stop it. So if you started out and your circumstances change, you can call to stop it. Or you could call to increase it, which no one has ever done.
Right.
But you could do that. And think about it. Let's say you wanted to pledge $12.50 a month. It's $150 a year the station gets. And it's $2 and some people say, well, I don't pledge because the only show I listen to is yours. Well, okay, except we're part of what this station needs to keep running. So if you don't make the pledge, we aren't here either. I don't understand why nobody gets that. And that's $2.88 a week. Are we worth $2.88 a week? Not for a lot of you, clearly.
Exactly.
Clearly. So you should really kind of just stop listening. Apparently, I'm in a mood today.
You think?
Yeah, well, one of
my
dogs.
Well, no, I can hear you because you know what? Yeah. It gets me. I spent this past year, a whole week of June, I took vacation time off to go to the Jazz Fest.
Yep.
Because I love it. I had a great time up there. I was emceeing a number of times. I got to see a lot of folks up there. You know, they swing by the tent because I was up there every night. And folks were stopping in and saying, you know, really love your show. And there was over 120,000 folks that came to the Jazz Fest.
Yep.
If each one of them had just put in $1, and there were some folks, they know our routine. They go, yeah, we heard you, and they came up and dropping in their dollar. There was one guy that literally came in every night and dropped in a dollar.
Good.
He goes, I'm going to keep going, and you know, because you guys are right. We enjoy one of the seven last jazz programs around.
In the world, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
In the world.
And we host one of the top jazz festivals. We got voted
also in the world.
In the world, we got up there and noted this year for being one of the best shows to come to in the Rochester area. Well, what better way to show your support and how much you love jazz is by picking up the phone and giving us a call?
Yep.
Because, truthfully, if we could rely on the Jazz Fest and everybody just dropping in a dollar,
we wouldn't do this.
We wouldn't be doing it. We'd be just saying, "All right, next Jazz Fest, everybody, don't forget to stop by and drop in a dollar." And we'd be good for a whole year.
Yep.
But they don't do that.
Yep.
And it's not, well, say it's not just jazz, you know, mostly jazz here, but Saturdays and weekends are the eclectic days. We've got the great Latin music in the Saturday mornings, and then the wonderful polka show, the German show on after us. So it's
the quite Broadway a show.
Broadway show.
And
yeah.
Otto Bruno? Otto does
Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra, the Rat Pack, and that whole. And I mean, there's just an unbelievable variety of different types of jazz and music.
And yep. Still real DJs. This,
yes.
Most of the, yeah.
Oh, well, that's the other thing. You call most stations you listen to, you know, it's all canned. And they'll sit there. Because on Thursday nights, yeah. I pride myself in that I'll tell folks, tell you what, give me a call. If I've got it in the library, you know what? I'm going to pull it for you and play it.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I try to stress to folks each week, this is their station. I'm here because everybody took the time to pledge, and I can play the music that they want to hear. And I've been doing this for, 3 years now?
Yep.
And I enjoy doing my Thursday nights, too. I'm on from 6 to 8, and I encourage folks to call in, you know, and if I get, you know, find that record or particular song, I pull it out and I put it on.
Right.
You know, and the one story that I told, and I know these folks, and they are members, but I was getting harassed there for a while because I was playing this one song by Michael Bublé, Cry Me a River.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason it, this young lady called in and asked, because each time she did it, and this was three different times, no, twice, I take that back, twice, that she called for this, that her husband was leaving off for Afghanistan.
Yep.
So it was just last year, she called me up and she goes, Dave, can you, and I knew who it was, and I says, you want me to play the song? She goes, yeah, but wait a minute, I got something better to tell you. She says, can you put it on for me? I go, yeah. And she goes, how, what time frame can you do it? I says, what time would you like? You know, I'm right here. She goes, could you do it this particular time? Yeah, that's no problem. I says, so what's going on? She goes, he's coming home.
Oh, nice.
For the last time.
Nice. Oh.
And he's home. He's safe.
That's great.
And I put it on. And, you know, I still get choked up about
it. Yeah.
Because she called me back later on, and the two of them started crying really hard.
Yep.
Because it was his last tour.
Yep.
But, you know, it's moments like that that I enjoy doing the show, and folks being able to do that, you know, do that for them. You know, I love doing it. That yep. makes coming in, and just like doing this show on Saturdays, it's being able to answer people's questions and coming up with solutions. That's what it's all about.
And, you know, if you had to go to a dealer, a vendor, and get this question, your questions answered,
mm-hmm.
they would charge you for that.
Oh, yes.
So why are you not sending us a few bucks? I don't understand why that is.
Although you'd be surprised. Well, probably not. How many people think questions are free?
Yeah, questions are free.
Yeah,
it's the answers.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I just got a quick question.
The questions are always quick.
You know, if you pledge Jazzomatic, if you pledge $20 a month, that's $4 a week.
Yeah,
$4.50 a week, off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
That's less than a latte.
Yeah.
A week.
Mm-hmm.
You're spending $250. Every year for a latte, all that does is go right to your hips. We're going right to your minds. You should make that call right now. Become a Jazzomatic member for $20 a month. It's less than a latte a week. A week. And you'll get all the information and fun that we normally bring without the commercial interruptions. We are not a commercial station. You normally get 5 minutes of commercials every time they break, and they break four times an hour on a commercial radio station. That's 20 minutes out of your hour that goes to nothing but commercials. And what we're telling you is we don't do that.
The other thing, too, is, and I'm sure Steve could back me up on this one, you take your computer into any shop and want them to have just look at it.
Yep.
There's a diagnostic fee.
Yep.
Minimum.
Yep.
Minimum is going to be $50.
Yep.
Well, why do you charge that?
Because we put time into it.
Exactly. $50 for them just to come in and tell you that it's broken. Now, like, With me, I'd sit there and say, if you go ahead with the repairs, we apply that money towards it.
Right.
But otherwise, just to walk in and get an answer.
$50.
$50. You call here, and it's free. And we can give you some suggestions and try this, try that, just like that young lady with the video drivers. And other folks that we've recommended, oh, try this. Oh, it worked. The gentleman last week with the printer and the scanner. It wasn't working right. We gave him a bunch of solutions. Now, if he had taken that in, they would have said, yeah, and we can correct this for you. But, you know, just to tell you the problem, it's going to be $50.
Right. And to do it is another 100.
Yeah, exactly.
And yet people don't.
They don't get it.
Pledge.
They don't pledge.
I don't get it. I realize that what they're actually saying is this show has no worth.
Yeah, basically.
You know, and okay, I get that, but apparently they're still listening. So either they're wrong that it has no
worth,
that
sucking
or they're
sound?
Idiots. Yeah.
They're just siphoning off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like leeches.
Why would they listen to something that has no worth?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
It's the truth. You know,
but they'll be tuned in next week. They'll be calling in with their questions.
Yeah,
folks, we need your help. We truly do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. If you're outside that area code, call us at 1-800-790-0415. And if you don't want to talk to a human being, and really, why would you? You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Make that call. Get on that keyboard. Make that pledge. We need your help. We're not feeling the love today. I got to be honest with you. And it saddens me. I've already been sad once this week.
We are getting quite a few internet pledges, which is great, which is our audience, too. Yeah.
Well, exactly.
On the internet, you can securely pledge online at jazz901.org.
Right. And I know I'm not feeling the love. And I'm in a mood, I admit it. One of my dogs passed away Thursday night. So I'm not feeling the love anywhere at this moment. And I was hoping you guys would step up. But that's okay. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 19 minutes after the hour. It's Sound Bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. I very much want to thank Jim from Webster and Joanne from Rochester for their very generous donations to keep this station running and keep this show on the air. I can't tell you how much it means to me to hear that and to see that. So thank you all very, very much. We are in the middle of a pledge drive, and we thank those of you who have called in, and for the rest of you, well, thank you, or something approximating that. Don't make me use the dump. We're honored for those of you who have become members of the family. It's you people who make us come back week after week to do this and keep us happy to be doing it. It's a labor of love for us. But love is a two-way street, and we're happy for those of you who have stepped up to the plate. And I really like to know why other people don't. You know, I really would. I just don't understand what it is and why it doesn't happen.
I don't get it.
And I'm sure there's a perfectly legitimate, wonderful, good, blah, blah, blah reason for it. I can't imagine what it would possibly
be. We got to stress, there is no wrong amount. Whether it's $5, $10, we don't care.
Yep.
It still makes you part of the family, and you're still showing your support for this great station.
Yep.
That's the bottom line. That's all there is to it. Nothing complicated or anything else.
Right.
It's just that.
And it is your support that keeps this station on the air. Like I keep saying, we don't get money from anywhere else. If it's not you, it isn't anybody. You know, you can't wait for the other guy to do it. There is no other guy. It's you. Or it isn't. So please make the call, make the pledge. It's real simple. If you want to do it on air and talk to the magnificent Steve Ray, you can call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And if you don't like talking to a human being, and who does, you can call us, you can do it securely online at jazz901.org. Frankly, I don't care how you do it. Send up smoke signals. We don't care. We want you to make that call and make that pledge. It's what keeps this station running. It's what will bring this show back week after week. It's you or it's nothing. That's how it works. So it's less than 2 minutes unless you're really slow typist to do it online. And we don't sell your information. We don't give it to, we could.
Yeah, but they don't.
But we don't. We don't sell any of your information. So, if you give us your credit card number, we'd never share that with anybody except the bank.
Yeah.
Okay, we do share it with somebody.
Yeah.
We share it with the bank so that we can get the money.
Exactly.
All right, I get that. And as far as your email address goes, the only thing we use that for is to send you a receipt.
And a thank you.
And a thank you. And that's it. And there are cool things you can get, clothing or whatever, or you can elect not to get any of that and deduct the entire amount from your taxes. It is a tax-free donation. And for anything that you get above and beyond the cost of the prizes that you could get, the premiums that you could get. But while Dave is dying, apparently.
Yeah, hacking up a lung here or something. I don't know what it was. I guess I'm just getting still very choked up.
Yeah, yeah.
Over
exactly.
This, you know, that we got to go through so much hassle.
I know. Wouldn't it be just easier if people said, yes, I'm an adult. I will step up and be part of the adult community. I know this costs money.
That would be nice.
And I'd like to help support it, but apparently not. Anyway, reports about the iOS version of Facebook draining batteries quickly surfaced online. Facebook swiftly rolled out an update when it heard the news, saying that the issues had been resolved now. In the latest version, just a few days ago, it was discovered that the Facebook app was the culprit of the battery drain issue, and it was accused of tracking iOS users. When the issue garnered more attention, Facebook engineer Ari Grant addressed it, saying it was not related to location. We found a few key issues and have identified additional improvements, some of which are in the version of the app that was released today, Grant posted on his Facebook page yesterday. He continued to explain that one of the issues related to a CPU spin, whatever that is, in the network code, causing the Facebook app to use more of the battery's juice than intended. Next, the second issue had something to do with the audio of a Facebook video continuing to run silently in the background, even if the Facebook app was closed. That's what's called a bug. So this is the reason why Facebook app stays active, and as a result, it keeps consuming the phone's resources unnecessarily. Grant then wrapped it up, because you're watching a video you can't see and listening to a video you can't hear. So, yeah, other than that, we're good to go. Grant then wrapped things up by saying that the battery drain issue is not because of Facebook tracking iOS phones' locations. The issues we have found are not caused by the optional location history feature in the Facebook app or anything related to location, Grant continued, making things clear about the location issue. Bugs happen all the time, so Facebook didn't exactly commit a sin here. However, some online users suspect that Facebook was up to something, but its plans were foiled as Apple spotted them and didn't like it one bit. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, setting aside the conspiracy theory and all of that, Facebook patched up the bug, and that's all that matters. The updated Facebook app for iOS is now up in the App Store, so you can download it today. So do you use the Facebook app on iOS? Give us a call and make a pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. If you're listening on the podcast and you make that call, make that pledge online, make sure you put in the comments that it's for sound bites. And we'd like to thank Edward for his generous donation. Very, very welcome, Edward. Thank you so much. It's you adults who are keeping this station on the air. It's you folks who are making sure that we come back every week with more exciting information. We only do this a couple of times a year in order to make sure that the that the system continues to work every week, that we get to continue to come here and give you free advice. And I love the adults who realize these things aren't free. Somebody has to pay something somewhere to make sure that this keeps going, and that's you, the folks who have been kind enough to pledge this week. I want to thank each and every one of you individually, and we are very appreciative that you bring what you bring to this station. Thank you. Sorry, I was typing.
Yeah.
So thank you. It's a long, hard road to hoe. We hope to end this pledge drive by Friday night so that we will not be asking for your donations again next week. And I'm sure that there are those of you who are relieved to hear that. Most of those, of course, are people who have not pledged and are feeling guilty about it. Those of you who have pledged, the adults who have stepped up and become part of the family, you're not bothered by this at all because you know we need these funds to operate. This station does not stay on the air. We could easily turn this station commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And then 20 minutes of every hour would be soap. But we'd prefer not to do that.
Yeah.
We assume that there are enough people in this town.
And there's so many good benefits, you know, when they do become a member, because even at the $35 level, you get into that and you get what they call the preferred members card. And the preferred members card is a card that you can go to a number of restaurants around town and get 2-for-1s. And they're all over Rochester. There's some wineries and everything else. And that comes, I believe, with the $35 or more. Is that true?
Nick? Yeah.
50. I'm sorry, 50. And it's still a tax deduction, folks. You know, you get to write this off, and you could also give it as a gift.
Not the 90-10.
Oh, the 90-10? I thought some of the others, they still included the...
There's gifts with the lower... pledges, but with the 90-10 sponsor pledge.
Yeah, I think Rob still...
You get that enhanced member card plus.
And, you know, it's...
He may throw it in on the older ones.
Yeah, he might. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, extras that he, you know, throws in there and, you know, tries to, you know, keep you folks going with great incentives to, you know, really appreciate what he's doing with this station. Like I was mentioning before, you know, he gives away tickets from here. From time to time, he might give them to Rochester Broadway Theater League or over to Jiva.
Right.
You know, he's constantly doing on-air stuff. He doesn't have to do that. And especially the biggest one is when the Jazz Fest comes up and he's handing out club passes.
Right.
Those are over $100. I'm not sure the exact price, but I want to say we're on $150. And that gets you into every darn venue around there, except, you know, the premium shows.
Right.
But all the rest, you just show the pass and you walk in and you can see many different artists. And that's the other misconception with the Jazz Fest. Folks say, well, I'm not a big jazz person. I like this and this. Well, you know what? You should check it out.
Yeah.
Because how many artists were there? 200, 300?
Yes.
Yeah. But and even if you, you know, there are those of you who are listening who are saying, I hate jazz. I don't listen to jazz. You know what? Okay, that's fine. But here's the deal. This station stays on the air only because of your donations. Whether you like or hate jazz, if you're listening to Soundbites, if you believe we should come back next week, then we need you to call and make the pledge.
The polka show isn't jazz?
No.
Nor is the German show.
The German show?
Right. Nor is Broadway by the Sea. Are the various spectra. And I get that, but if there are people who only listen to this show every week and they want this show to continue, then they need to know that...
They got to step up and give us a call.
They got to step up. We were on a commercial station that did not feel that they were getting the bang for the buck that they needed. Rob and Jazz 90.1 stepped up and brought us back so that you could hear us every week. And I think you should be grateful for that. Maybe that's just me. But I think you should be grateful for that. And the best way to prove your gratitude is to make the call and make the pledge. 585-966-5299. 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.com. jazz90.org. It takes, unless you're an incredibly slow typist, take less than 2 minutes to do the pledge online. Unless Steve is speaking slowly, it takes less than 2 minutes to do it over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 minutes out of, let's put this in perspective, people. It's 2 minutes out of your year. And if you pledged at the $250 level, it's less than a latte a week. Less than a latte a week. Depending on what latte you get, you could pledge at the $365 level, and it would still be less than a latte a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and again, you can do that as Jazz-O-Matic. You know, if you called up and said, I want to pledge $21 a month, there's $250 a year. If you called and said, I want to pledge $31 a month, there's $365 a year. It's real easy to do. As a Jazz-O-Matic member, it doesn't even hurt all that much. A little bit comes out of you. I know that there are those of you who are unable to do that, and you get a pass. I'm not talking to you at all.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are out of work or retired and living on a limited income, I get that. But there are those of you who are not living on a terribly limited income or who recently came into a lot of money and could be pledging to keep this station alive because you listen every week. You should make the pledge. You should make the call. It will keep this station alive, and it will help make you a better, happier, sexier person. Make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. So make that call. Make that pledge. Keep this show on the air. Keep this station on the air. And we'll be able to do all this stuff every week just for you. Going to take a quick break while you make that pledge. It's 39 minutes after the hour, and with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Nick Francesco, and you, it is Sound Bites on the solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 43 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. I'd like to thank Steven. I'd like to thank Susan. And I'd like to thank Fred for stepping up and becoming members of the Jazz 90.1 family. This is great that you people have stood up and showed your love for us and support for the station, and we're very, very honored. And Fred is our newest Jazz-O-Matic member. That's great. Thank you so much. Jazz-O-Matic is the fun one. Because what happens is you can pledge whatever amount works best for you, a minimum of $10 a month, and then you pick the number of months that you would like to do that. And each of those months, we will then, and it could be, you know, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 5 months, whatever it needs to be for you. And we will then automatically deduct that amount and send you a receipt for that. And, you know, like we keep saying, in any one of these levels, you're not paying a lot. If you pledged, even let's say you pledged, and I'm just picking a number, $250 a year, that's about $21 a month. That's about $4.81 a week. That's less than a latte a week. A latte a week. So if you buy a latte a day, you're paying $250 times 365. You're spending a lot of money for your lattes. You could probably make them all at home cheaper. Just buy yourself a cone and some filters and get your coffee ground at the public market by Elaine and at the Flower City Coffee Company.
And you're good to go.
And you're good to go. But even if you stick with your lattes, if you gave up, if you just, you don't even have to give up a latte, actually. All you have to do is say, for the price of a latte a week, less than the price of a latte a week, you can give $250 to the station. We also want to thank our friend Rich from parts far away for his generous donation as well. I keep saying that, you know, we're looking for the love, we're looking for the adults to step up, and we're seeing it. And I want to thank those of you who have done so. It's our joy to bring this show to you every week. But honestly, it's nice to know that there are some people who care enough to give us a little bit of love back. And we're not asking you for the moon, although if you can afford the moon,
that'd be nice.
We will take it.
Yeah.
But for those of you who cannot afford that amount, for those of you who can afford only a little bit, we happily will take that. That we are honored and delighted to take whatever amount you want to give us. And honestly, I do not believe that, excuse me, that a latte a week is a lot to ask.
No.
You become a Jazzomatic member and bang, you're in. You know, it's easy to do. It takes a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out of your account. You don't even notice it.
Yeah. Even, you know, the mere 10 bucks a month.
Right. 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 Even if it was 10 bucks a month, or, you know, if you,
but
if
you're
you,
given $120 for the, you know,
for a year to the station. We love that. We love that. It means that it's not costing you a great deal of money any one particular month. And particularly if, of course, if you're still working, that's, you know, I'm retired. It's a different, I'm looking at the other side now, but if you're retired,
yeah,
it's a different story. But if you're still working, it's $10 a month. It's for most of you out there, it's not going to be all that noticeable.
Mm-mm.
You know, you've spent tens of thousands of dollars on your computer equipment, what with hardware and software and support and everything else. And we're only asking $10 a month. Why wouldn't you do that? I don't get it. You know, just for the entertainment value alone, most weeks we're more amusing than this.
We may be amusing this week and have more serious topics next week. We never know what the news is going to bring us.
That's exactly right. But we
have fun doing it.
We do thank you. We do appreciate all those of you who support us and keep this station on the air. It's what makes us coming back here week after week, frankly. Google Photos, split off from Google Plus service only 5 months ago, it has already notched up an impressive 100 million monthly users.
100 million.
Million. Are you using it yet? You really should be. The service is capable of backing up every photo and video you take on its central website and can accept an unlimited number of snaps at a lower resolution, which I think is, I forget what it is off the top of my head.
Five or 6 minutes. It's pretty high, low resolution.
It's a very high, low. No, my camera is, what, 13 megapixels on my phone, and that's below the limit.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. And it can accept an unlimited number of snaps at that resolution, and that's, you know, even that lower resolution. Most of you are taking photos to display on the web. You don't even need it that high. Frankly, it gets stepped down when it's shown on Facebook anyway.
16 megapixels. Low resolution.
Yeah. Is there low resolution? And yeah, that's what my phone does, 16 yeah, megapixels. I thought, well, that matched nicely. So all the photos I upload are free. And I'm talking about I can take 1,000 photos an hour. No, I can't. But if I could, I could upload 1,000 photos an hour, and the machine would, and it would take no disk space from me. So in addition to being a great way of curating your content and adding tags, locations, and more, they have an assistant tool that automatically creates snapshots of your days and even videos, which are generally rather good. It's gotten even better since it parted ways from the frequently awkward Google Plus, which I use a lot, but is still frequently awkward. With apps available for iOS and Android as well as online, it basically just works, making it easy to back things up and not bothering you with lots of pop-ups. So it's no surprise people are flocking to the service, and Photos has gotten 100 million, has gotten there quicker than most. Pinterest and Twitter took 5 years to hit the same number of users. That was a few years ago, and technically there isn't much social networking going on with the Photos app, but it's still a resounding success from a company that has produced more than its fair share of pointless online products, Google. So dive into the service. There's a lot to discover. The tech does some really neat things like automatically figuring out what's in a photo so you can search. For example, yesterday we wanted to put together a bunch of pictures of Athena after she passed. All I did was go into Google Plus, a Google photo, and say dog, and I had hundreds of pictures I'd forgotten I'd taken, and it gets it right most of the time.
And that's one of the coolest things about it. Even you're searching general pictures. In the beginning, when we had our digital photos on the computer, we always intended to tag them.
Yeah, right.
Who they are, what they are. We never got around to that. But now, with the power of Google, people that have done that type of tagging, all of these general words, you know, dog, cat, you know, woman in a red dress standing in front of a fountain, and it did.
Yep.
And it's just amazing that it's doing speech recognition, then it's doing pattern recognition, it's doing image recognition, and it pops it up for you.
I did a demo for this for Rochester Googles, and I said white car, and it brought up all these pictures of a white car that I had taken, and two pictures of a red car, and everybody went, ha-ha. And I said, no, if you look through the windshield, through the side window of the red car, there's a white car parked next to it.
And it found it.
Oops. Oh, yeah, that's okay. We want to thank Jim from Rochester for his donation. And we want to thank Brad and Diana for their additional pledge. That's a beautiful thing. You folks are okay. I don't care what they say about you. We're very pleased that you would do this, and we're getting some decent pledges in now, and we're very happy. We still haven't broken $1,000 for the whole 2 weeks.
We would have, because yeah, the Polka guys really crushed this week.
They crushed last week. They crushed this week. Polka will be here for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. And we'd like to be here for a long time, and it's real easy to do. We need your help. Make the call, 585-966-5299, or call toll-free at 1-800-790-0415, or you can pledge securely online for jazz901.org. I think we actually have the now just in time to be done for the week, I think we finally have the Periscope thing working. I was using Steve's eye something. That seems to have done it.
iRig, I think it is.
iRig,
yeah. iRig.
Yeah. Which seems to have done it. It's a new technology. It's just looking at me right now. I haven't been wandering around looking at other people because we're also taking pledges and doing everything else. But on a normal week, I'll be making sure that you can see Dave and Steve as well. And that fell down. So it's
they put it down.
They put it down.
He's doing some gestures over there.
All right, hold on a minute. There we go. There's Dave. We're looking at Dave now on Periscope. Those of you who are watching us on Periscope, you almost did something bad there. All right. Well, that's it. We're done for another week. I want to thank Bob and Andy and Al and Steve and Francis and Edward and Jim and Joanne and Edward and Stephen and Susan and Fred and Rich and Jim and Brad and Diana. I want to thank them all for their generous donations to this show. Hopefully we won't be doing this again next week. So to all of you adults who stepped up to the plate, bless you. We are appreciative. Don't go away. George is coming in to play the best German music you'll hear all week. Michael's here to keep him on the straight and narrow.
We'll be back next week with a whole lot more of the longest running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites and the truly great, but solely member supported, Jazz 90.1. See you in 166 hours.